Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Coming up today, we explore the best ways to clarify your retirement savings strategies, discuss tax tips and new legislation, which might change the world of Social Security as we know it. All that and more, starting right now on Financial Safari.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Lance Gilman. He's CEO of Northern Alliance Financial. And alongside him, we have got Cameron Graham, the latest addition to the Northern Alliance Financial team. Cameron, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Very, very well. Thanks. Very well. Lance, everything good?
All good. Pressing forward.
Well, that's what it takes, right?
That's it. That's it.
So, as we look at this, you talked about things that we're going to do to clarify our retirement. All right. And if we're trying to choose the difference between a Roth and a Roth 401k, well, let's just kind of jump in there and see what these questions are all about. So, why do people think they're excluded from contributions when they make more than a certain amount of money? Is that actually happens though, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, that's so. Major distinction, right? So if you're talking about a traditional Roth, non-401k, so that's something that you would do on your own. You don't have an employer plan at work, and this is something that you would want to do at work. There are limitations and income limitations, in other words, in order to contribute to a traditional Roth. And so basically, if you're an individual, those limitations are between $150,000 and $161,000. If you earn more than that, you cannot contribute to a Roth if you're single.
Okay.
If you earn more than $240,000 as a married couple, then again, you cannot contribute to a traditional Roth. However, if they offer you a plan at work that has a Roth component, there's no problem with you contributing to that, even if you're above those income limits. So there's a little bit confusion out there on that, Steve, and you can kind of see why. People
sure.
get confused.
Oh, yeah.
They say, well, if you're over a certain income, you can't contribute to a Roth. Well, you can't contribute to a traditional Roth, but you possibly could contribute to your Roth 401k at work.
Okay. So, I mean, again, these are all things that we can check out and find out if we have a Roth 401k at work.
Well, sometimes people just don't know, Steve,
to be honest with you.
I mean, a lot of times when somebody first came into their employer plan, they didn't know that, and maybe they didn't. Maybe at that point in time, X number of years ago, 10, 15 years ago, they didn't even have a Roth component to their 401k. So they didn't even know that that was possible. Most plans today, at least within the last 3 to 4 years, have added that Roth component. So it might be worthwhile to just make a call to whoever's handling your 401k through work, either it's HR department or somebody that handles administrative type things for your work, and just say, do we have a Roth component with our 401?
And if they do, I want in. If they do,
then you're in. And it doesn't mean you have to put all the money into a Roth, but you could put a certain percentage. Like, let's say they're at work, they're contributing up to 6%, okay, but you're doing 10% right now, just hypothetically. Then maybe you continue to put 6% into the traditional 401k, but the remainder of the 4% to get you to 10, you put into the Roth if they offer that. It's just a way to start getting some tax never money in a bucket that you're going to start earning returns on and never have to pay taxes again.
Yeah, I like the sound of that, Lance.
There you go.
No taxes. Folks, if you want
tax
to get ahead.
Tax never.
Tax never, yeah. 833-856-1384 is the number. So we're talking about, taxes, and because taxes is really what retirement's all about, right? I hate to say that, but it's not completely all about taxes, but you've got to be aware or it could come and bite you.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. And that's the thing, too, is is, so you start talking about socking money away into a tax never chassis, right? Because you've already paid taxes on these funds. They're post-tax monies. You don't get it. Contrasting that, if you put money into a traditional IRA or even your traditional 401k, that comes off your taxable basis in the year of contribution. The Roth isn't like that. You've already paid taxes on the Roth, but you're never taxed again, ever, even on the gains forever. So it gives you a pocket of money that when you start withdrawing from those funds to supplement your retirement, which you're obviously going to want to do, otherwise what's the point of saving?
Right, exactly.
But it doesn't increase your tax basis. Why? Because you're never taxed again.
Well, that's all that we need to know.
There you go.
So, and that, I mean, again, do you see anything changing with the Roth? I mean, you know, with everybody talking about stuff, do you see that ever changing? I don't know.
Well, it's one of those things that you just don't know what Congress is going to do. However, we will say this, that normally when Congress makes a change to something, if you already have it established, like if you already have your Roth established, and then all of a sudden Congress gets this really great idea that, oh, we probably should do away with this. It's actually too great of a deal for people. We need to figure out how to tax them more, not less. And they somehow figure that out. Then, okay, usually what happens is those that already have the Roth, they're grandfathered. But if you don't have it from that point forward, maybe you will never be able to get it.
True.
I can't predict what Congress is going to do, that's for sure. What?
In other words, start one now.
Yeah, in other words, get moving. Start one
very
today.
Very good, Cameron. Yeah. Very good. That's the best advice. And,
grandfathered in, and then you're set.
Then you're good
exactly.
to go.
Exactly. So this is interesting. They talk about the goalposts can move at any time, changes that are made, the way of tax policy. We're just kind of talking about that because, as you said, Lance, it seems like taxes, I don't think they're going lower.
No. In fact, we know they're going higher because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which was passed in the previous legislation administration, basically reduced 5 out of the 7 marginal tax rates to their lowest levels that we've seen in over 40 years. Those sunset in December of 2025. December of next year, at the very latest, they're going back to the higher rates. So we know taxes are going to be higher in the future.
Sure.
We absolutely know it. They could be not only going back to the original rates, but they could be going back much, much higher. That's what we don't know. That's the uncertain variable that we're not, you know, we don't have any control or knowledge of, but we do know this. They're going back to the higher rates at the very latest December of 2025.
Okay. And again, well, I mean, subject to change, of course, right?
Right.
I mean,
subject to change with the weather.
Yeah, right.
Like in Maine, if you don't like the weather, just hang around for an hour and a half. It'll be snowing.
Yeah. Well, you're finally getting some winter.
I know. It's been great. We've had a really weird winter, Steve, to be honest with you. It's just been bizarre.
It's either been 20 degrees or 40 degrees.
Yeah, or 50. We had some crazy rainstorms this year, too, just out of the blue. Just crazy, in this winter.
Crazy
not much
stuff.
Snow on the ground right now, but there's still a little bit in the northern parts in the mountains.
So you talk about snow, and I'm a bit of a YouTube guy, and I have found the Brownsville Food Pantry for deer.
Ooh.
It's live shots of deer up in your part of the woods.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is very cool, yeah. I don't know. You familiar with Brownsville?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
you know what's crazy, though, is just kind of obviously getting off topic here, but I saw on the other day, I said, kind of going around the internet or whatever, doing work, and things pop up on your screen, and it was like the top 5 states in the nation in terms of deer populations. And so I figured, well, Maine, Vermont, you know, these are the big states that you think about. No, you know what number one is?
What?
Texas.
Oh, Texas. Yeah, sure.
They got like 5 million deer.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go.
Texas. Who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
So again, we're talking about just making sure that we're, you know, clarifying things, making sure that we're all up to snuff, so to speak. A comprehensive and holistic tax plan won't just look at how taxes are in the present, but also the future. And that's one of the things that you guys do as well. In other words, you're looking forward. I mean, a CPA is great, but they look backwards. You look forward.
Right. Because we have to know, basically, okay, how are we structuring this income plan for you in retirement? How much of this is going to be taxed? How much of this is not going to be taxed? Where do we take it? I get this all the time from our client base. It's just like, okay, now that we've started and we've started the planning process for retirement, where are we going to take income from first? If they have a pension, if they have Social Security, is that going to be taxed? Social Security isn't taxed at the state level here in Maine, which is a good thing. So these are the things that we factor into building these income models to determine what their cash flow needs are. So what are their requirements on a monthly basis, the things they're spending money on, and then what are their income sources? And as long as their income sources are greater than their outflow, we're good.
We're good. And again, on that note, we are up against the clock. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come on back and continue our conversation.
Sounds good.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey, folks, it's a great way for you to get a financial plan ready to go and get that roadmap put together once and for all. It's a chance to get a true practical financial review, and it is a phone call away, 833-856-1384. You'll get that comprehensive financial review and see where you are today. But more importantly, it does become a roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be. So in short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right away, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384. A quick break. We are coming back. We've got a lot more on Financial Safari right here.
We have four practical strategies to help you with taxes and dive into particulars of a bill that, if passed, has the potential to change the landscape of Social Security as we know it. Coming up in just 60 seconds.
How's the market doing?
It's fine.
How's the market doing now?
The same as it was 5 seconds ago.
Stop worrying about market volatility. A good retirement plan will keep you from panicking. Get that solid retirement plan with lifetime income and protection from retirement pitfalls. Call Lance Gilman at Northern Alliance Financial, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Joining me today, Lance Gilman. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, been helping folks for retirement for a whole long time. He has written a book called Concurring Retirement, Strategies for a Worry-Free Retirement and Then Some, and you so much more. And then also with us today is Cameron Graham. Cameron, the latest to join the team at Northern Alliance Financial. So you settling in, Cameron?
Yeah, things have been going well. Trying to be a sponge, soak everything in. And
that's right.
And I got Lance by my side to help me as well.
Well, yeah. All right. So as we look at this, we were talking in the last segment about some clarifying things. So let's clarify a couple things. Lance, you wanted to touch on that.
Yeah. So just when you start talking about Roth, that's a powerful tool, right? If you're talking about tax-free bucket, or tax never bucket again, and you can put that money into a Roth chassis. Normally, that a lot of people ask about what's the timeline for that. I mean, I'm not getting a tax advantage, so what's the time, like the break-even point? And typically, it's about 5 years or so, that we would want to keep it in that chassis in order for it to kind of make sense from a tax advantage standpoint. But the other thing is that most people are going to be in retirement for 20, 25, 30 years. That's a long, long time for money to be held in a taxed never bucket. And that's the last place we would take money from is the Roth. Why? Because it's never taxed. So that's the last place that we would ever want to take money from, because we don't have to, we would want to gain as much as we possibly can off those funds until we have to withdraw them. The other thing is the contribution limits. We talked a little bit about the income limits.
Right.
What people would have if you're single, you can't earn more than $161,000. If you're married, $240,000, and contribute to a traditional Roth IRA. However, what are the contribution limits? So if you're under those thresholds, you can contribute, if you're less than $57,000 a year, to a Roth. So if you're less than 50, and we had somebody just in the office a couple weeks ago that came in, and they're 18 years old, and they started a Roth, and they're trying to max it out every year. Can you imagine at 18, putting $7,000 into a Roth every year, what that's going to look like by the time that person's 50, 60 years old?
They're going to rule the world.
Yeah. So if you're over 50, you can do $8,000 a year. That's you and your spouse, even if your spouse is not working, as long as one of you has employment and is earning over that $8,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is contribution limits for traditional employer plans. If you're less than 50, $22,500 you can put into your retirement plan, and you can decide whether that goes into a Roth or traditional 401k. If you're over 50, it goes to $30,000, Steve. That does not even include the employer match. So that's just your money. And then whatever the employer, so you can really gain a lot of traction on these plans. Just really important to understand there's ways to do it. The other one is called a Roth conversion. That's when, if you haven't done any Roth work in the past, or you didn't even know that you had the capability to do it, now you've retired, your income has dropped. Now what we do is we take money that you have in your traditional IRA or your traditional 401k, and we convert that deliberately and systematically year by year, taking as much as we can to keep you in the same marginal tax rate, but converting some of that taxable income into tax never income in the Roth. That's the conversion. So those are the three ways to get money into a Roth.
Okay. And again, it's really super easy to do that.
Yeah, just call us.
Just call. That's all it takes, right? Yeah, I get it. I understand. So as we look at this now, we're talking a lot about taxes because, well, we are in tax season. I mean, here it is, March already, and holy cow, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's right upon us.
It is. And so, you know, when we talk about taxes, and you talked about some strategies to deal with it, where do we begin? I thought this was an interesting stat, $8.9 trillion in employer-sponsored defined contribution plans. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That is
so
a lot of
people
money.
Are taking advantage of it, and they should, of course.
Yeah. Well, and again, over 85% of defined contribution owning individuals agreed that the tax treatment of my retirement plan is a big incentive to contribute. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And you know what the crazy thing is right now? If you look at the amount of money that people have saved, not only in employer-sponsored plans, but in all retirement plans, it's about almost $38 trillion, Steve.
Oh, my gosh.
$38 trillion that people have saved for their retirements. Now, here's the other side of the equation. You know what the government debt is right now?
Oh, yeah. More than
about
that.
$35 trillion. And I'm sure somebody's going to get the harebrained idea in Congress. Look, there's $38 trillion over here. People that have actually saved money and done the right thing. Don't trust them to do the right thing ever, of course. But if you're not participating in your 401k at work, you absolutely 100% need to do that immediately. Even if they're not matching, I don't care. You know why, Steve? Because you can put $22,500 of your own money. Basically, if you're putting it either into your traditional 401k, you're going to get a tax break on that full $22,500. Or if you're over 50, $30,000 can go into saving for your retirement. Now, if they match, then that's just even more money that you're adding to your future.
Okay. So, I mean, this is all things. Why you're just making such a great point to work with an independent fiduciary advisor who's looking out for us, who can help get us there, who understands the twists and turns and the subtleties that can make a huge difference in our retirement.
Oh, absolutely. You don't think about it, but a lot of times many people have just been dealing with a broker out there or a portfolio manager. That all they're going to talk about is their portfolio when they come into the office. That's not us. Absolutely not. We're going to talk about the portfolio, obviously, and we manage a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars in the market every single day. It's a big part of what we do, but it's not the only thing, Steve. We talk about things like budget planning and taxes, Social Security, long-term care, risk management, Medicare when you get that, and then taxes and legal advice as well as estate planning. That's what makes up a comprehensive financial plan, and that's actually what's in the book. Conquering Retirement. Every single one of those things that we talk about every single day in the office with our clients and prospects from the radio and TV and our seminars. These are the things that are in the book. And anybody who calls in today and asks for an appointment with an advisor is going to get a complimentary free copy of that book.
Fantastic, Lance. 833-856-1384. That was going to be my question. Where can I get the book? And apparently, I can just call you and you're going to give me one.
Yeah, just give me a call, Steve.
833-856-1384. And we're talking about some taxes going on. And that's another thing you talk about in the book, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because that's a huge part of what we do. Everything that we have saved for in our retirement, and that's going to supplement our income potentially, has an impact potentially on taxes. So we need to know what that implication is. Mm-hmm. And we actually have an accountant on staff now at NAF that if there's a question that we have and say, okay, well, our idea is we're going to sell these positions, create some income, and what is that going to have for an effect on our taxes? So then we shoot that to the accountant, and then they give us the breakdown of that before we do anything.
Yeah. Wow. So, I mean, again, this just makes sense, folks. And so we're talking about, can we talk about this tax code, this 7702? What is it, and why do we need to know about it?
Well, it's one of those things that not a lot of people get themselves involved in. But if you have somebody that's a real, and we do have high income clients out there that are not eligible to participate in, for instance, contributing to a Roth that we talked about, if they're over those limits, income limits, they can't do that. And maybe they don't have any employer plan either. They're just an independent nurse practitioner or a physician out there kind of doing their own thing.
Right.
And so for this, it's more like whole or an index universal life policy where you would tuck money into a life insurance chassis covered under this code, that 7702 that you mentioned. And what happens there is you just start tucking money in there. And let's say you build up tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in that bucket. Well, what's the purpose of it? Well, the purpose of it, it's going to provide you life insurance, number one, that's primary, but it also can grow in those chassis based on some sub-account allocations. Like you can choose what you want to invest in based on certain indexes, similar to what you would do at your employer where you have an employer-sponsored plan. So then your money that's in there can actually grow just like it could in any other investment, but it's not really an investment, it's life insurance. So how would you use that in terms of income? So then what you can do, you can actually borrow off your own money in the life insurance policy. And that's where it gets a little bit, there's a lot of moving parts to all of that, but it's done. And basically when you do that, since you're actually taking a loan from where? Yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to declare that as income.
It's almost like
even better.
Your own bank in a way.
Yeah, it's like you're your own bank. And then they'll charge you interest, like say you take a loan out and you're going to take, whatever, you're going to take $10,000 a month out for 5 years.
Okay.
Whatever. So you're drawing down off the principal of that And so what happens is, let's say the life insurance policy was written for $600,000 or whatever it is. So now if you took $200,000 out of that policy over X amount of time, remember, that's not included in income for you, right? But if you died at that point, they take the $200 that you took off of the life insurance benefit for the beneficiaries. And so the beneficiaries, instead of getting $600, would get $400. But all the while, you just took $200,000 of money, which is never even included in taxes or for college planning or anything. It's not even on the table.
Wow.
So it's a powerful, powerful tool. If you're interested in that, you're a high income professional that's not able to participate in things like retirement plans and whatnot, give us a call. We can help you with that.
833-856-1384. In fact, let's open up the lines for everybody, Lance, and invite them to call right now.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review, completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
833-856-1384. If you want to take advantage of this complimentary review, it's a phone call away, 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384.
Sometimes it's necessary to reflect on our past to fully understand what the future may hold. When we come back, we will discuss the evolution of Social Security and the changes you need to know about it.
This is such a blow to invest. You know what? Right now, breaking news to your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Lance Gilman and the team at Northern Alliance Financial at 833-856-1384. Again, that's 833-856-1384.
We're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall, and with us today, of course, Cameron Graham. He is an independent fiduciary at Northern Alliance Financial. And, of course, Lance Gilman is here. Lance is CEO of Northern Alliance Financial, and we've been having a good conversation. I like where we're headed here when we're talking about Social Security. And I know that, you know, at Northern Alliance, I know you've got folks that have expertise in Social Security planning and strategies, and that's so important. But not all advisors want to deal with that. Why?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that you don't get paid for it, obviously.
Okay.
And so most advisors don't touch it because, number one, you don't get paid for it. Number two, I mean, I'm a national speaker on Social Security. I used to fly all around the country and give seminars about Social Security strategies and whatnot. I just don't have time. I really enjoy doing that, but I just don't have time for it anymore. But the thing about it is you could study for years and years and get mastery of this thing. And then guess what, Steve?
It changes.
They can change it. So number one, you don't get paid. Number two, it's vastly complicated. Number three, they can change it on a whim. So that's probably why most people don't touch it.
But you do, because it's an important part of a retirement plan, and you see the bigger picture. You take that holistic approach, and you talked about it in the last segment, that, yeah, you got to look down the road a little bit before, you know, you can make some final decisions.
And not only that, Steve, but many times it's the first decision that most people make in their retirement. And unfortunately, many of them, without listening to a show like this or coming to one of our seminars or seeing us on the television show, many of them do it with no help or guidance.
Yeah. And again, and the Social Security Administration, I mean, they do a great job, but they can't answer your questions. By law, they can't answer them.
Well, they can answer basic questions.
Basic questions.
Like are how you much eligible? Am I gonna get? How much do I get? But they're not going to talk to you about strategies.
No.
And remember, you're talking to the government, number one. And number two, they're not qualified to really help you. They're going to say, if you want to talk about strategies, you really need to talk to a financial advisor
right.
that has expertise in this.
All right. Fair enough. And one of the things we were talking about, and it's in the headlines right now. I mean, it's not a big headline, but it's called the You Earned It, You Keep It Act. It's a H.R. Bill 7804. Now, what that proposes to do is to eliminate the federal income tax on Social Security. That sounds like a really good idea, doesn't it? I think that sounds like a good idea.
Well, it does, except as we talked about in the first segment of the show, that the government's $34.8 trillion in debt, and we're getting to a point where we're at a certain point where we won't even be able to pay the interest on the debt. So it's a good concept, but I don't think it's ever going to really fly. You just can't keep giving money away with that kind of debt liability. You just can't do it. It's unsustainable. So while it sounds good, Steve, I don't think it's actually economically feasible.
All right, because there's another piece to this as well.
Oh, I know.
Because what they want to do is remove the cap, because right now it's about $166,000 is the cap. In other words, you don't pay Social Security if you make more than that. But what they're proposing is now it goes from that 160 plus to up to 250. So then, so between that 160 something and the 250, you don't pay Social Security. You make more than 250, boom, it kicks back in.
Right. Exactly.
And who doesn't like that? I mean, obviously, exactly. Nobody likes that.
Yeah. I mean, for the longest time, Social Security was instituted in 1935, and for almost 50 years, there was no tax on Social Security. Taxes on Social Security weren't actually instituted until almost 50 years after inception, like 1984. That's when they first started taxing taxing some of Social Security. But yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to keep bumping up those thresholds, which they do, the income limitations. And they say, okay, let's say it's 166, 168 and change, whatever it is in 2024. Yeah. Well, we could bump that to 250. And so then what happens, and even though it's really not that much more money, it's 80,000 more. Right? It doesn't seem like it's that much more. But what it's going to do, Steve, it's going to increase the longevity of Social Security into like 30 years projected. Like,
sure.
It won't, right now, if they don't do anything, Social Security will be insolvent by 2033. So if they move this, and they will, they'll move the target. And then when they do that, it'll make sure that Social Security is solvent for another 30 years.
Well, that's really kicking the can a long way down the road, but that's what they like to do, isn't it?
30 years is quite a ways away, for sure.
That's a boot.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's really what it's all about, right? They just don't want to deal with it, you know what I mean? So they're coming up with some solutions. And you're right, it doesn't seem, I mean, everything that I've read, the speculation is it's not gonna fly. It's an interesting idea, you know.
I wouldn't hold your breath on that one. However, as far as the threshold is concerned, I think that's almost guaranteed. And not only that, eventually somebody will just say, well, right now, we don't have any limitations on Medicaid taxation. Why would we limit the amount of earnings for Social Security? Why do we do that? Eventually, somebody will figure that out. And when they bump that from 250 to unlimited, then Social Security will be solvent for the basically 100 years.
So does this where, and again, I like it. I like the way it sounds, but is this where means testing comes in? Is that how they're going to counter that?
Probably.
Okay. So what is that in a nutshell? Give me an idea.
Well, I mean, basically what they'll do is they'll just like right now, if you're a high income earner with Medicare, everybody would just pay the same amount for Medicare. Mm-hmm. But then basically what they do with Medicare is they say, well, if you earn X amount, they can increase your Part B premium. So in other words, like let's say everybody's paying $160-something on their Part B Medicare. And so what it, if you earned a bunch of money, what they're saying now is you could pay more. You could end up having to pay more for your Part B.
Okay.
So and, that and, could and, be based on your income thresholds. You know, that never used to be the case. So they're starting to do these kinds of things and
sure.
kind of penalize those that are higher income earners.
Well, and again, you know, you talk about looking back, you know, like you said, 1935 is when it was signed into law. They first checked one out 5 years later. And of course, we all know that that was Ida Mae Fuller who got that first check. And she was supposed to not live that long, but she did. She lived a long time.
Right. You know? And see, that's, you know, what the crazy thing about it is, when you talk about Social Security being the inception of it, so go back to 1935. Well, at that particular point in time, Steve, Social Security was supposed to kick in at 65.
Right.
But the average lifespan of most people living in 1935 was 61 years old. So that means
so they're trying to
you
scam
weren't supposed
us from
to get
get-go.
It until you were dead.
Yeah. And right. then, hey, don't have to pay it now.
Right. But the final joke's on them, though, because now people are living well past 65. They're living into their 80s, 90s, and even, you know, some centurions out there crossing the 100-year
oh, yeah.
mark.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. So do you anticipate, and again, we don't know any of these things, but the retirement age changed over time, right? Like you said, it started at 65 and then,
yeah.
and then it turned into what we have today.
Right. And so basically,
point.
Essentially it started at 65 and then the irony is that over time they realize, well, people are living longer. We need to kind of start moving this full retirement age target up a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah, exactly. And so what they did is they said, okay, well, we're going to change the original to be 66. And then basically, if you were, as you get older, like it's based on the year you were actually born. And so what happens is that if you were born after 1960, for instance, your full retirement age is now 67. So if you're
all right,
yeah, so it just keeps bumping up. So if you were born over 1960, now it's 67 years of age. So they keep bumping that full retirement target up, but they didn't change the Medicare. Like, you're still eligible to take Medicare at 65.
Nice.
Just like the original Social Security. So that confuses people too a lot of times, Steve, too, because
sure.
now you're eligible for Medicare, but you're not technically full retirement age yet. So what does that mean? Well,
you've got decisions to make.
You got decisions to make. You need to call us.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Yeah, absolutely. 833-856-1384 is the number. We do need to take a quick break. We've got to come back, though, and we'll pick it up right here on Financial Safari with Lance Gilman and Cameron Graham.
When we come back, my favorite part of the show, listener questions to share, and we'll answer just as many as we can right after this.
In life, there are defining moments.
You may kiss the bride.
You got the job, buddy!
Retirement is one of those standout, exhilarating times.
Carpe diem. Seize the day.
Meet at no cost with our local independent team who are here to help coach you along this journey. Call Lance Gilman, 833-856-1384. That's 833-856-1384.
we're back on Financial Safari. I'm Steve Siddall. Lance Gilman is here and Cameron Graham with Northern Alliance Financial. Lance has been helping folks for, 20 plus years? 30? Are we somewhere between 20 and 30?
Infinitely.
All right, we'll just leave it at that. Exactly. But what Lance
for a
has
lifetime.
What Lance has done is written a book that's pretty impressive. You tell a great story in this book, Lance, and it's called Concurring Retirement. And the good news is, Lance says that he will give everybody who comes in this week he'll give you a book.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you call in and you want to get a copy of the book and you're kind of on the frame, the sweet spot for us is like 3 to 5 years, obviously. But I've had people actually call in for Conquering Retirement, Steve, and just say, hey, listen, I'm only in my 40s. Can I get a copy of the book? Absolutely. All you got to do is call in and we'll get you a copy of the book. We'd like to see where you're at. It's a complimentary consultation. There is absolutely no risk whatsoever. It's just kind of figuring out where you're at and where you want to go. We are the real deal. We're fiduciary, complimentary, comprehensive financial planners. And you can start that process by learning as much as you can. And the way to do that is to get a hold of that book.
Well, fair enough. And again, that starts with a phone call. It's 833-856-1384. Let's jump into some questions here while we've got time. Penny is in Palmyra. And Penny says, I'm 55 with $600,000 saved for retirement. Is it possible to retire at 63, claim Social Security, and live off $6,000 a month for the rest of my life? Thanks. If it were only that simple.
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean, the fact that you've saved so much, Penny, that's a great thing. You've saved over $600,000 for your retirement. You're 55 now, so here's another really important thing. There's a rule of 55 that's out there, not only for you, Penny, but anybody else that might be out there that has a severance of employment that's either voluntary or involuntary. Like you could leave and then all of a sudden there's a rule that you can't touch these monies until you're 59 and a half without penalty, except for this rule, Steve, this 55 rule. So if somebody severs employment or they are severed from employment, again, voluntary or involuntary, they leave service. Now that $600,000 comes available to her, to you, Penny, where it wouldn't be available until you were 59 and a half without penalty. So that's number one. But number two is we would really need to look at your budget, like what your inflows and your outflows are. Obviously, you've got this $600,000. It's quite a bit of money. At a 6% rate of return, that would produce roughly around $3,000 a month in income for you. And basically, you're saying you need $6,000 a month. So where's the other $3,000 going to come from? We would need to talk about your budget. We would need to talk about Social Security and any other retirement injects in terms of income that you might have to get to that $6,000. But okay. Give us a call.
Sure. 833-856-1384, Penny. Glenn is in Oxford and is wondering, he says, I'm 60 and I hope to retire when I turn 62. Would that mean I'll have to take RMDs at 62, or would I still wait until I'm 73? I looked at the IRS info page, but it only confused me more. And how does Social Security factor into this equation? Can I file benefits at 62 to bridge the gap, if you will? Thanks in advance. I think Glenn is a little confused. I think we all are.
There's a lot of moving parts with when it comes to that time. The big thing is Glenn, you would not have to... You know, you can certainly wait until you're 73 to take your distributions, but you don't have to. It all depends on, again, your budget, how much you need versus, what you have, what's going in, what's coming out. Same thing with the Social Security. They're basically two separate things. So when it comes to the Social Security, you can definitely file for that rate when you retire to help supplement your expenses, or you could wait and get a higher income from that at, your full retirement age, whatever the case that might be.
Sure.
But there's a lot of different factors that kind of go into that as well. So I would say give us a call and come in and we can kind of figure out a plan for, when you would like to start drawing Social Security, and also when do we want to start taking, maybe some money from those retirement accounts.
So Cameron, where he's talking about, I think the confusion is he takes RMDs at 62 or 73.
Yep.
I mean, Is that a common thought that people have, is that the two are connected?
It depends. Yes and no.
Okay, so you've heard it before.
Yeah, definitely. The RMDs is a big question just because, again, they just like Social Security, they change that all the time.
Yes.
It was 71?
70 and a half is where it began. And then the passage of the Secure Act Part 1 moved it from 70 and a half to 72. But then passage of the Secure Act Part 2 moved it from 72 to 73. And then they're moving it again by 2035, basically to 75. So again, sure, it's just a moving target. Yeah. And so people get confused about
it. It's another one of those things that gets changed a lot, so it's hard to keep up with.
Right.
So, but again, I mean, Glenn doesn't going to have to worry about it at 73. He'll be in that 75 category if I'm doing my math right.
Probably. And then again, one of the things that Cameron brought up is that a lot of people think that they have to wait until that point to start withdrawing their funds.
I see. Yep.
And so that's the other confusion that happens, is like, when do I have to start withdrawing? Well, whenever you want. It's just that the government's going to make you start taking it out right now by 73.
All right. 833-856-1384, Glenn. And Melvin is in Norway, and he's got a question. He says, I'm approaching 75. Would an annuity be a good option for me given the interest rates right now? Thanks for changing my mind on the matter. Wish I'd consider annuities sooner in my life, but felt it was worth asking. Is he onto something?
Yeah, so that's another one that we would have to kind of look into a little bit more. Just because there's a lot of factors that go into that as far as, you know, do we need, how much liquidity do we actually need? What we would do is, all the annuities that we deal with are fixed annuities. There's pretty much three different aspects to those, which would be an accumulation annuity, income annuity, and then a guaranteed annuity. So a lot of stuff factors into that. All those are no risk with minimal fees. But it really, with the annuity, you also have surrender charges involved. So it would really depend on, when do we need access to this money? What kind of timeline are we looking at?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of factors would go into that as well.
Sure. But I mean, you know, he's 75. That's, you know, certainly a couple of years up there. But but you're saying it still could be a good idea.
It could be.
All right. But again, but we have to know. Melvin, call us, 833-856-1384. Let's get it figured out for you. Leon is in Holden, says, I lost my job recently at 61. Now, while I'm worried about retirement still and intend to return to the workforce as soon as possible, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a bit concerned. What do I do with my 401k now that I'm no longer with the company? Well, Lance, you just pointed that out.
Right. That's a good question. So, and we were talking earlier with Penny up in Palmyra regarding her question. She was 55. He's 61. So he's even over the 59 and a half threshold. Mm-hmm. Even if he hadn't lost his job at this point, since he's over 59 and a half, he would have options that most people don't have if they're not 59 or above, 59 and a half or above. So because he's 61, we know he's over the 59 and a half threshold, which means the plan will allow him to move those funds and have them professionally managed for the first time.
Okay.
So he can do that. You would want to do that. Leon, you would want to give us a call and let's figure out what you have in those funds. Obviously, you're not Social Security eligible yet, so that won't be for another year or so. We'll want to look at that and how you're going to supplement your income. You're not going to be penalized if we take money out of those funds because, again, you're over that 59 and a half age threshold. So if we need to supplement some income for you right now to give you a chance to breathe until you hit 62, where you would be first eligible for that Social Security, we can work out an income plan to help you do that.
All right. Leon, give us a call. 833-856-1384. Let's see. We got time for one more quick one here. Let's go to Tammy in Camden. Tammy says, my grandson had a job last summer, and I think it would be a good idea for him to open a Roth IRA. Can I give him the money to contribute? If so, how will it impact the chances of him getting financial aid for college?
Well, yeah, that's actually a really good question that doesn't come up a ton, especially with 529 plans being out there. But
right,
as far as the Roth, as long as they don't take distributions from it, it will not affect his financial aid. That's
okay.
The big part of it, especially where he's so young. I mean, we talked earlier about the kid that came in who's only 18.
Yes.
I have so much time where that's growing. It's the same, you know, same with this case here. And it's not going to affect his financial aid at all, as long as they don't take a distribution from it during all that right. time period.
Sure. 833-856-1384. Tammy, give us a call. We are going to have to wrap it up here, guys, and invite folks to call one last time.
That sounds great, Steve.
It's more important than ever to make sure that you and your family have access to a fiduciary financial planning team. Our holistic planning process takes a look at your entire financial picture. We break it down to an easily understandable financial review and confirm that you have enough to last the rest of your life, and also that you'll be able to have a ton of fun. That's at least what we want you to be able to do. So as a thank you for listening to the show, we'll perform a complimentary financial review of your portfolio and see if you might need a more comprehensive plan. That review begins with us listening to you. We want to know what your main concerns are, what your worries are in regards to your financial planning future, whether that's outliving your money, deciding what Social Security strategy to choose, recognizing the amount of fees that you're currently paying, or you want to be more tax efficient. Our advisors at Northern Alliance Financial will collaborate and put together our best ideas specific for you. And as a thank you for listening to the show today, we'll perform that easily understandable financial review completely complimentary. How can we put you in a better financial position?
Hey folks, here it is. Don't miss the opportunity to come on in, sit down, get a financial roadmap put together once and for all. Really, the goal of the show is to help you make the best decisions for you. So if you've got questions about what we're talking about here today or how it might apply in your own situation, call us, would you? 833-856-1384, 833-856-1384. Well, Cameron, Lance, always a pleasure to be here. One of my favorite hours of the week. It just goes by so quick, and I love the information.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. It's always a pleasure. We have a lot of fun. It seems like the time just flies when we're doing this show.
It does indeed. Does indeed. Well, hey, we want to thank everybody for listening. We do appreciate it. And we're going to come back next week. We're going to have new topics and questions and more. All of that and more here on Financial Safari.
Investment advisory services are offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, LLC, hereafter known as Foundations, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations and its affiliates. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific investment, opportunity, offering, or issuer. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Any discussions of specific strategies are for informational purposes only and have been provided to help determine whether they may be appropriate for your specific situation. If applicable, the primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. Each individual investor situation is different, and ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Foundations only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration as an investment advisor is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Nothing herein constitutes a recommendation that any security, portfolio of securities, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. No legal or tax advice is provided. Please review your retirement, tax, and legacy planning strategies with a legal or tax professional before transacting or implementing any strategy discussed herein. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC. This is not endorsed or affiliated with the Social Security Administration, any federal Medicare program, or any U.S. government agency. If applicable, we do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information we provide is limited to those plans we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options. All rights reserved.